بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن والاه وبعد. Today, inshallah, this is our third session from الجزء الأول, the first part of the Medina course, book one. And before we begin with the lesson for today, which is dealing with the definite article alif lam, and when a word is definite, as opposed to when a word has tanween and it's indefinite. Before we begin with this discussion, we want to review what we have taken in the past lesson, or we should say really in the past two lessons, which are related to one another, and give you a chance to ask any questions. If you have any questions about the exercises that you are supposed to do for homework, or any other matter. And even before I review, I just want to remind the vocabulary. I suggested that you should try to memorize at least two or three words every day. Even if you don't memorize two, at least memorize one. Don't go a day without memorizing a word. The only way that you will memorize the vocabulary is that you memorize every day, and that you review every day what you have memorized in the past. Okay? So I sent out a reminder, homework assignment, to write out the exercises that we did in the last lesson, to review lesson one and two, that is reading the Arabic text, listening to the audio, and reviewing the grammatical rules and the vocabulary, and to preview lesson three, particularly the key and the Arabic dialogue. If you received that homework assignment, which we had from the last class, and I reminded you by sending you an email, if you received it, I hope you have done the homework. I hope that you have done your homework assignment. We cannot afford to go from one week to the next, and the only time that we're going to study is in this 1 or 2 hours that we have here, one day a week. Rather, you have to do the homework assignments. You have to read, you have to write, you have to listen to the Arabic so that you can train your ear to understand what you hear. If you don't do that, you're going to have trouble. After a few more lessons, vocabulary is going to be more, the grammatical rules are going to be more, the exercises are going to be more, and it's going to become very difficult for you to keep up. Okay, so now we're still early, so inshallah, hopefully, we're still early on. Hopefully there's still a chance. If you have not been mujtahid, and if you have not been diligent in doing your work, please get busy from now. Okay, last week, what we covered last week, just briefly, and the week before in the first two classes, number one, we dealt with the ism ishara. Yani the demonstrative pronoun that is used for pointing to things which are near. What is that word that we took in the first lesson? Hadha. Naam. And in lesson two, we took the demonstrative pronoun, the ism ishara, that's used for pointing to things which are far. And what was that? Dhalika. Okay, these two words we had in the first two lessons. Hadha and dhalika. Everybody should know them very well by now. Okay, hadha means this or this is. Dhalika means what? That or that is. Now, along with that, we had some questions in the first lesson. When you're asking about something, yani, other than human, and you want to know what is it, you will say what? Ma hadha. What is this? If you're asking about a person, you say what? Man hadha. Who is this? Jayid. Naam. No, it's elongated. It's ma hadha. All of them are long vowels. Okay? Of course, as I said a number of times, and I will continue to repeat to remind you, that we always exaggerate the long vowels so that we will pay attention and realize that they are long. Okay? So, you don't have to make it that long, but you do have to make it long. Okay? This is a long vowel. Mim, fatta, alif. Ma. And this is also a long vowel, we said, in the word hadha, but the alif is not written, right? This is actually pronounced as though there's a long vowel there. Two long vowels. Ha, tha. But it's written like this, without the first alif. But it's pronounced long. Ha, tha. Okay, so we had ma hadha, and we had man hadha. And if you're asking about something that you're not sure about, but you think this is a chair, you're not certain, you use hamzatul istifham, and you say, ahadha. أهذا كرسي؟ أهذا باب؟ أهذا بيت؟ أهذا ولد؟ And so on, like this, okay? So that's what we had in the first two lessons. That's mainly what we had. Sometimes if you answer the question, أهذا بيت, and you'll answer with what? Either yes or no. نعم or لا. Okay, any question about what we had in the first two lessons? Any question? That's just a quick review of what we had in the first two lessons. ما هذا, من هذا, أهذا, and so on. نعم and لا. Okay, there wasn't anything very complicated, but there were a lot of vocabulary words. And that's why I suggested from the week before we started, the week before we started the first class, I sent out email, I sent everybody the text of the book, the vocabulary list, audio files, all of that, so you could get started before the class starts. Because a lot of vocabulary, especially in the first lesson and in the third lesson that we're going to take today. So you have to stay on top of it. I can't emphasize it enough. From experience, I know that we are people who like to put things off until tomorrow. And what happens tomorrow is that you put it off for the next tomorrow, and the next tomorrow, and it doesn't get done. Okay? If you have memorized even one word a day, at least by now you will have 20 or 25 words by now, after 3 weeks. At least 21, right? One word a day. But if you have memorized two, mashallah, you would have finished all the vocabulary we had up until now easily. And if you memorize three, on a good day, you might memorize three or four words. You will be way ahead of the game. Okay, so let's please get busy. You must memorize vocabulary. There's no way you're going to understand Arabic unless you memorize the vocabulary. If you don't know the meaning of the words, you can pronounce the letters all day and night, but you won't know what you're reading. Alright? Tayyib. Any question about what we had in the first two lessons? And also, I should remind also that we do have an attendance list. I will take the attendance myself, okay? But I will take the attendance from those who are registered for the class. If you intend to participate in this class and you have not registered, you must fill out a registration form. It will take you about a half a minute to do so. All we need is your clear printed out name, your email address, and which class you want to attend, book one or book two. Does anybody need one of these? You haven't filled out one?
I reckon I did, but I want to see how it looks.
It looks like this.
Yes, I did.
Yes. You need one? You registered. Anybody else need one? Okay. If the sisters need one, please let us know. Registration. Fayyib. Yeah, Jamil, I need one of these chairs, please. Jamil, I need one of these chairs to put these papers down. Just one of them. You can have the other one. We can share one and one, all right? Jazakallah khair. Now, I have it. I have the attendance sheet. Inshallah, I will take the attendance myself from everybody who's registered. If somebody's not registered and they're not intending to attend regularly, then it doesn't matter. They're considering everybody's welcome, but we're not going to be concerned with that. Alright, if you intend to participate, you register, inshallah, we put your name on the sheet, I'll keep the attendance. Tayyib, patiently. Before we read from the key, which explains the grammatical rules and gives us the vocabulary words, I just want to briefly explain the lesson that we have for today. There are two main things in this lesson. They're both very, very simple. They are not complicated. They're very easy, but it will require some memorization, okay? The first thing is that we have alif lam. This is called alif lam at-ta'rif, or lam at-ta'rif. And that means it is the lam, or alif lam, that indicates something is definite. Okay? If you said to somebody, give me a book, that means any book, right? That's not definite. But if you say, give me the book, then that means they're talking about a specific book. That's definite. Okay? So when you're talking about something that's definite, that's specific, then you have to use alif lam. So you say al-kitab, al-bayt, al-kursi, and so on like this. Al-bab, because you're talking about something specific. The door, the house, okay? If you're not talking about something specific, you're just saying anyone, just give me a book, a pen, then you say kitabun, kitabun. Okay, like this, with tanween. Two dhammas, or two fathas, or two kasras. Any tanween indicates that the word is indefinite. So when you say baytun, That means it's indefinite. A house. But if you say Al Baytu, then you mean definite, something definite, the house.
You never hear
the phrase Al Baytun. Alif Lam and Tanween on the same word. You will not have such a thing. That's impossible in Arabic. It's impossible for you to say, I want a the house. No. Doesn't exist. Okay? So that's why when you see this word with Tanween, Baytun, if we want to make it definite, we have to add Alif Lam. But when you add Alif Lam, what happened to the Tanween? You have to drop the Tanween. Instead of two Dhammas, you only have one Dhamma. Okay, instead of two Kasras, you will have one Kasra. Instead of two Fattas, you will have one Fatta. Okay? So if you have the word that's indefinite, like Kitabun, and you want to make it definite, you have to put Alif Lam. When you put Alif Lam, you have to get rid of the double vowel. It will become a single vowel. So from Kitabun, a book, it becomes Al-Kitabu, the book. And likewise, the same thing, if you have the word Qalamun. Is that one of the words that we had already? What does that mean? Qalamun means a pen. Qalamun with Tanween, like this, Naam. That is a pen. Okay, Qalamun, Tanween. Doesn't matter if it has two Dhammas, two Kasras, or two Fattas. Changes the function of the word in the sentence grammatically, but it doesn't change the meaning. It's still a pen. Whether you say qalamun, qalaman, qalamin, still a pen. It's indefinite. But it could be the object of the preposition, or the object of the verb, or the subject of the sentence, or whatever like that. Grammatically, it changes its function in the sentence, but it doesn't change the meaning at all. Okay, so qalamun, if you want to make it definite, you have to take off one of these vowels on the end, so it's no longer tanween, and exchange it for alif lam. Al qalamu. Right? Qalamun, a pen. Al qalamu, the pen. And the same thing here, we have this word. I don't know if you can see the dot there. That's a jeem. This is jeem, right? What is this word? Huh? Jamalun, with short vowels, huh? Jamalun. Don't say Jamalun. Jamal is a different word from the same root, right? Jamalun means means what? A camel. Jamalun. But this, if we want to make it definite, we get rid of the tanween, comes a single vowel, we add alif lam, al jamalu. Al jamalu. Al jamalu means what? The camel. Naam. The camel. Tayyib. Is that clear? If that's clear, that's the main thing of the lesson, the first point. And the second point is also simple, but it requires some memorization. What we have written here, right, is the Arabic alphabet, the letters of the Arabic alphabet, right? And by now we have all memorized them, because we said from the first class that we have to memorize them. So hopefully, inshallah, we memorize them. And what I have done here, I have underlined this letter ta, and this letter tha, and this letter lam, and this letter noon, and 10 letters in a series as they came in the Arabic alphabet. Dal, thal, ra, zay, sin, sheen, sad, da, ta, and va. These 10 letters, along with these two, ta and tha, and these two, lam and noon, make 14 letters, which are half of the Arabic alphabet. And these 14 letters that have been underlined with green are known as al-huruf al-shamsiyah, or solar letters. Al-huruf al-shamsiyah. Those are the solar letters, sun letters. Huh? Shamsiyah. The rest of the letters that are not underlined, these letters here, and the remaining ones here other than Lam and Noon, this whole line here except Lam and Noon, these letters are Al-Huruf Al-Qamariyah. Al-Huruf Al-Qamariyah. Al-Huruf Al-Qamariyah are the lunar letters, or the moon letters. Okay? Why are these called Huruf Shamsiyah? Because The letter Sheen, which is one of the sun letters or the solar letters, the letter Sheen here is from the solar letters. So it represents the rest of the solar letters. And the letter Qaf here for Qamar represents the rest of the lunar letters. Al-Qamar means the moon. The moon. Al-Qamariya, lunar. Al-Huruf al-Qamariya, the lunar letters. So all the letters that are like Qaf, that do not involve in their articulation, their pronunciation, they do not involve the use of the tip of the tongue or the edge of the tongue. All of the letters that do not involve the use of the tip of the tongue or the edge of the tongue, then these letters are Qamariya. And the ones that involve the tip of the tongue, they are Shamsiya. They're distinguished because some of them in their pronunciation use the tip of the tongue or the edge of the tongue and the other ones do not. Okay? That's the reason. They're distinguished for this reason. And so when you pronounce them, these letters that are Shamsiya, there's a certain way that they have to be pronounced if they have Alif Lam with them. As opposed to these letters, the Qamariya, when they have Alif Lam, they are just pronounced normally. Okay, so there's a difference in pronunciation. So you have to learn that these letters, you have to know which ones are Shamsiya and which ones are Qamariya. So you know which one have a special rule when you read it and which ones do not require the special rule. This special rule is applicable to what? It's applicable to Alif Lam. You notice that this letter Ba and this letter Kaf and Qaf and Jim are all from the Huruf Qamariya, the letters that are not underlined. They don't require any rule. You have Alif Lam, you just read them the way they are. You say Al Baytu, Al Baytu, Al Kitabu, Al Qalamu, Al Jamalu. No special rule, you read it normally. But as we will see when we come to the Huruf Shamsiya, if you have Alif Lam with a word that begins with one of these letters, the solar letters, instead of pronouncing the L of L, definite article, the, instead of pronouncing the L, you're not going to pronounce this lamb here. This L is not going to be pronounced. Rather, the first letter of the word that's from the solar letters, that letter is going to take a shedda and it's going to be doubled. For example, we have here, right? We have Al Shamsiya. But because Sheen is one of the solar letters, the L here is not pronounced. Rather, the Sheen, the first letter of the word, takes a shedda. And that shedda means that letter is doubled. And that's to tell you not to pronounce this lam. Don't pronounce this lam. But rather, merge it into the letter that's doubled. When are you going to do that? When you have a letter from the solar letters. You're not going to pronounce the lam. You're going to skip over it and go right to the sun letter, and you're going to pronounce it twice. So instead of saying Al Shamsiya, you're going to say Ash-Shamsiya. Okay? Instead of saying Al Samad, Kul Huwa Allahu Ahad Allahu Samad, instead of saying Al Samad, you're going to say As-Samad. Instead of saying Al Rahman, you're going to say what? Ar-Rahman. Ar-Rahim. Naam, Abdush-Shakur. Shakur. Right? Shakur. If you have L, Sheen is the sun letter. So that means you're not going to pronounce this L. But you're going to go straight to the Sheen, doubling it. You're going to double it. So you're going to say, instead of L Shakur, you're going to say Ash-Shakur. Instead of saying Al Abdul Shakur, you're going to say Abdush Shakur. Two sheens, Abdush Shakur, not Abdul Shakur. Abdush Shakur. Okay, because the sheen is doubled. Instead of lamb, you're going to have two sheens. Alright? This is the general idea of what happens here with this. Okay, the sun letters and the moon letters are 14. Whenever you have a word that has Alif Lam, instead of saying L, you're going to pronounce the word with the first letter being doubled. Okay, you have the word, for example, samak. Samak. Instead of saying el samak, you're going to double this letter. Because sin is one of the huruf shamsiyah. So instead of saying el samak, you're going to say s. Samak, two S's. Instead of saying El Shakur, you're going to say Ash Shakur, two SH's. SH sound. Now. Yeah. I mean, these are the ones that use the tongue, okay? You have Ta, Ta, Fa, Fa, Da, Da, Za, Ra, Za, Sa, like this. Okay, these are letters that involve the use of the tip of the tongue or the edge of the tongue. Okay? These are the sun letters that require the special rule. As far as the other letters, they don't require any special rule, so it's not so important. Don't worry so much about them. If you know the sun letters, the 14 here, then you'll apply the rule to them. And the rest you'll just read normally. You'll just read exactly what you see. Only with these letters, you're going to make a special rule. You're not going to say El. You're going to say As-Samad, Ar-Rahman. Yeah, I singled out Ta and Fa and Lam and Noon because those four letters along with these 10 are the sun letters. Those are the sun letters. Those are the ones that we have to memorize. We have to memorize these letters, okay? These two right here, and these 10. If you know the alphabet in its order, you have 10 sun letters all in order. You know, it's easy. Khalas, you guys, a giveaway. That's a giveaway. You just del, del, ra, zay, sin, shin, sa, ba, ta, ba. Khalas, you're good to go. You only got to memorize the next four. Okay? Ta and tha and lam and noon. Got it?
Yes.
Okay. Is there any question about the sun letters and the moon letters? It's not clear. Something is not clear. Don't be afraid to ask questions, please. Very important to ask questions. Because perhaps what you are not sure about, there's somebody else also not sure about it. And they're not going to ask. So you better ask. Now.
Those are also the letters that are doubled.
The sun letters are the letters that are doubled. When they're in the beginning of a word, when they're the initial letter starting a word, the word starts with that letter, and you have Aleph Lam, making it definite, the definite article, Aleph Lam, instead of saying El, you're going to say S. Semek. Okay? The shadda is applied in the pronunciation, whether it's written or not. It may not be written. Maybe you're reading a book, it doesn't have vowels. Maybe you're not going to see shadda. You're not going to see hamzatul wasl. You're not going to see fatha and kasra. You're not going to see tanween. But that's the rule. If you see one of those letters, the word begins with one of those letters, you know the rule if they write the shadda or not. That's why when you know the rule, you don't need the shadda. Khalas, you know the rule. You see that letter, you know you double it. Okay, you merge the lam into that letter. It's called idgham. We had idgham in the first class, remember? When we were reciting Quran, the rules of noon, sakin, and tanween. One of those rules is idgham, right? That's merging the letter, the noon, sakin, or tanween, into the letters of yarmaluna.
Now,
yes.
Well,
yeah, you have to just practice, okay? That's the reason why we review in the beginning of the class what we had before, and we do exercises during the week, and we do exercises in the class. So we take a rule, we explain it, we drill ourselves with it, we go home and do homework with it, and then we review it again in the next class. Now, so it's critical that you review. And that you write out the exercises, that you listen to them, so that it sticks. If you do all of these things, inshallah, it will stick. Some people take a little longer than others, but it will stick. If you listen to it, and you read it, and you write it, yeah, you'll get it, inshallah. Alright, so these are Huruf Shamsi and Huruf Qamariya. We may come to them near the end of the class, but anyway, I just want you to know what they are, so if you go home and to do homework, you have some idea what it is, okay? Okay, but the first thing in this lesson that we have to pay attention to is the tanween and alif lam. This means that the word is indefinite, Right? Tanween. This is the name of this double vowel. It's called Tanween. We learned that in the first class, right? And in most cases, it means that a word is indefinite. Means that a word is indefinite. And this alif lam, this means that a word is definite. Alright, tanween means indefinite, and alif lam means it is definite. Alright, that's the most important thing in the beginning of this lesson, and then we'll have to apply this alif lam, we have to apply it to words that are from the huruf shamsiyya, and know that we're not going to pronounce the lam, but we're going to pronounce the first letter of that word that begins with one of these letters. We're going to pronounce that letter doubled. Doubled. Alright? Okay. Is there anybody that did not read the key? Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, the key. Is there anybody that did not read the key to lesson number 3? Did not read the key? Most of you read, alhamdulillah. Okay, we're going to read it quickly then, alright? We're going to read it quickly. Lesson number 3. This is in the English key in the back of the book. On page 4 of the English key in the back of the book. Says lesson number 3. In this lesson we learn the use of the Arabic definite article. What is the Arabic definite article? L. A-L. Alif Lam. Okay? This corresponds to, in English, the word T-H-E. The or the. The definite article. When the definite article A-L, Alif Lam, is prefixed, yani attached to the beginning of a noun, naturally the indefinite article, the tanween, is dropped. Whenever you add Alif Lam to a word, the tanween that was there is no longer there, it's dropped. Because you cannot have both of them together in a single word at the same time. Arabic has 28 letters. 28 letters. No, he said 28 letters. Huh? If you look up on the board, you will count those letters on the top of the board. You will count how many? 29. Why? Because we have Aleph and we have Hamza. Aleph is a letter of the alphabet, but it's not a consonant. Pay attention to this. In reality, the letters of the alphabet are 29, but the consonants are 28. Huh? The letters of the alphabet, Aleph is a letter, and Hamza is a letter. They are 29, but the consonants are 28. Aleph is not a consonant. It is only used as a seat for Hamza or a long vowel. It's not a consonant. It never has a vowel of its own. Okay? So of those 28 consonants, 14 of them are sun letters and 14 of them are lunar letters. Okay? So, again, Arabic has 28 letters, consonants. Of these 14 are called solar letters. And the other 14 are called lunar letters. Solar letters, al-huruf, al-shamsiyya, from shams, the sun. Lunar letters, al-huruf, al-qamariyya, from qamar. Qamar means the moon. In the articulation of the solar letters, huruf shamsiyya, the tip or the blade of the tongue is involved, as in ta, ta, noon, na, ra, ra, sa, seen, etc. The tip or the blade of the tongue is involved in the pronunciation of the sun letters, solar letters. The tip or the blade of the tongue does not play any part in the articulation of the lunar letters, al-huruf al-qamariya, as in ba, ba is on the lips of the tongue, wa, so the lips not being fully closed, wa, ma, meem, and so on. Okay? So this is the difference that the Shaykh is bringing out here. And kaf, kaf. Kaf is pronounced where? From the back of the tongue. All the way at the end, just before you get to cough and the throat. When alif lam is prefixed, added to the beginning of a noun, and that noun begins with a solar letter, the L of the alif lam is assimilated and emerged into the solar letter. For example, Al Shams, the sun, is pronounced Ash-Shamsu. No change takes place in writing. You still write Alif Lam, but you're not going to pronounce the Lam. The assimilation is indicated by the Shadda on the first letter of the noun. The shadda. What do we mean by shadda? This little W symbol. W symbol. The W, little look like a little W. That represents what? That the consonant is doubled. Huh? You see a little W written on the consonant? That means that the consonant is doubled. In Arabic, it's called shadda. It looks like a W. But it doesn't mean a double dhamma. It means a double consonant. Huh? Whenever the shadda is written on a consonant, it means that it's doubled. And this merging is indicated by the shadda on the first letter of the noun. No such assimilation, yani of the lamb, doesn't take place with the lunar letters. For example, al-qamaru, the lamb is pronounced. Al-qamaru means the moon. It is pronounced al-qamaru. The lamb is not merged. It doesn't go away. It stays there. Here are some more examples of the assimilation of al, of the alif lamb, to the solar letters. Al-najmu becomes an-najmu. Al-rajulu becomes ar-rajulu. Al-diku becomes ad-diku. What is the meaning of ad-dik? Rooster. What is the meaning of ar-rajulu? The man. What is the meaning of najmun? A star. Al-samaku becomes as-samaku. See the table of lunar and solar letters on page 19 of the Arabic book. In the Arabic text of the book, when we go to lesson 3, on page 19, you're going to see the list of sun letters and moon letters. Okay? Or solar letters and lunar letters, huh? You don't see it? It's not on page 19 there? Okay. Let me hold it, because I'm going to lose your page, I'm afraid. But you got to look on page 19 of the Arabic text, right?
That's what it is, the Arabic text.
Yeah, the Arabic text. Okay, yeah, it's 19, it's there, alhamdulillah. Okay? Yes, it's in the Arabic text of the book, right? There's a listing of the letters. Okay, in the Arabic text of the book, in lesson number 3, when we come to that part of the lesson, we're going to see, it's on page 19 of the Arabic book. The Arabic book means, okay, look, try to keep this in mind, brothers and sisters. The Arabic text of the book is what we're studying from, right? In the back of the book, we have English, right? That English is just to help us to understand some things that maybe we didn't catch. Okay, so when we talk about the key, we're talking about the English key in the back of the book. When we talk about the text of the book, we're talking about the Arabic text of the book. That's the main part of the book. Okay, the English key is, that's the supplement. Just to help us to know the meaning of vocabulary words, understand some of the grammatical rules, and understand the exercises, what is required for the exercises, translation of the exercises. Okay, see the table of lunar and solar letters, page 19 of the Arabic text of the book. Okay, the Arabic part of the book. Note that the A of Alif Lam is pronounced only when it is not preceded by another word. Meaning, when we say here, for example, Al Baytu, right? This fatha is actually added for pronunciation. And it's only pronounced if we begin with that word. Or if we stop and when we start again, we begin with that word. But if there's something before it, like for example, Wa, which means N, right? If you say, give me a pen, or give me a car and a house. Wa and al-bayt, or the house, right? Here, because you have something before the alif lam, this will not be pronounced. This fatha in al, it will not be pronounced. Rather, we will pronounce whatever vowel came with what's before. In this case, it's a fatha. But if it was a dhamma, for example, instead of this A being pronounced, whatever is vowel is on the word before, it will be pronounced. So you say wool, wool. Instead of well, you say wool or will. Whatever the letter is. Okay, whatever the letter is that comes before it. Like for example, if we have to make a real word, because this is not a real word. Okay, let's say if we had what is the meaning of miftah? Key. So if we had miftah hul bait, here we're going to go right over to here. We're going to skip over this, which is hamzatul wasl. Hamzatul wasl means what? Join whatever is before it to whatever is after it. This is hamzatul wasl, right? So here, if we had miftahu, we will say miftahul. Go straight past this. This means join. Miftahul baytu. But in this case, this would change too. But that's grammar. We're not going to worry about that right now. مفتاح البيت. Let me just say this quickly. This alif lam, it has a fatta on it. That's how we read it. Al baytu, al kitabu, al qalamu. But if there's a word before it, any word before it, whatever the word is before it, the vowel from that word is going to be joined to the lam without pronouncing the A that's in L. The last vowel of whatever is the word before L, that last vowel is going to be pronounced. So you're going to say, miftahul, hul, not miftahu al bait. You're going to say, miftahul bait. Go ahead. The lam has sukoon, naam. The lam, all of these, the lam has sukoon in all of these. In these cases, the lam has sukoon. Okay? Whenever there's a word before the aleph, we're not going to pronounce the vowel with the aleph. That A that's there, we're going to forget about it. We're going to go past it. And the lam is going to take sukoon with words that begin with lunar letters. But words that begin with solar letters, we're not going to pronounce the lam, right? We're going to pronounce the solar letter doubled. And it's going to take shadda. Now. Alright, again. This aleph here is really hamzatul wasl, which we didn't really explain, or we didn't get to that. We talked about it previously in the primer book, right? People who were here in the last session, we explained hamzatul wasl in detail. But maybe somebody might not be familiar. But Hamzatul Wasl, maybe you're joining us for the first time. You don't know what is Hamzatul Wasl. Hamzatul Wasl means it's a Hamza that is added to a word for pronunciation. And you only use it when you don't have anything before it. If there's something before, you don't need it anymore. So when there's something before it, Hamzatul Wasl, Wasl means to connect or to join. So what it tells you is join whatever's before it to whatever's after it. What's after it is the lamb. What's before it is whatever word came before it. So in this case, there's Ha with Bamma before Hamzatul Wasl, and there's lam after it, so this ha with dhamma is joined to the lam like this. Hul. Miftahul. Miftahul bait.
When we read it, we'll see the indication that Hamzatul Wasl
will be there. Alif lam, the definite article, is Hamzatul Wasl. The alif and alif lam is Hamzatul Wasl. Because the definite article really is lam by itself. The definite article is lamb by itself, but the lamb has sukoon, and you can't pronounce the Arabic word that begins with sukoon. So the Arabs, what they did, they added this aleph here, just for pronunciation. But if you need it, if you begin with it, you need it. Because you can't begin with a sukoon, so you just add that fatta there. Okay, that's just added. But if there's something before, you don't need it anymore. So, khalas, skip right over it. Hamzatul wasl means, to connect, to join. Join whatever is before to whatever is after it. So it's just a connector, to connect to whatever before it to whatever's after it. If whatever's after it is lamb, you gotta connect it to the lamb. If whatever comes after it, for example, whatever came after it is a sheen, then it's gonna tell you connect to the sheen. Okay? If it was a meme, it's gonna say connect to the meme. Whatever letter is after it, connect it to it. Now. Yeah, the meaning of it, but we're not concerned about the meaning here, but yes, the meaning of miftah al-bayt means the key of the house. Yeah, it means the key of the house. Now. Alright. Let's go back to reading again. Let's go back to reading. Okay, so we read some of these. We said the table of solar and lunar letters on page 90 Arabic book. Note that the A of Alif Lam is pronounced only when it is not preceded by another word. That A in Al is only pronounced if it's not preceded by another word. If it is preceded by a word, any other word, it is dropped. The A sound from the L is dropped in pronunciation, though it remains in writing. Meaning that you're going to still write this Alif Lam, but you're not going to pronounce this A. Instead of saying L, you're going to get rid of the A and just keep the L. You're only going to have the L. Okay, if there's anything before it, you're not going to pronounce the A of the L. For example, al-baytu, nam. Here the A is pronounced, al-baytu. But if it is preceded by wa, meaning end, The A is dropped and the phrase is pronounced Walbaytu, not Wa-al-Baytu. Not Wa-al-Baytu, rather it's pronounced what? Walbaytu. Walbaytu. To indicate the omission in pronunciation, the sign, this sign that I wrote up here, right? It looks like actually the letter Sad, the head of it. If you just take the top of the Sad without the rest of it, that's what it looks like. That's called Hamzatul Wasl. Looks like the letter Sad, but without the end of the Sad, just the head of it. Okay? To indicate the omission in pronunciation, this sign is placed above Hamza. Like you see, Walbayt. The waw followed by Hamza, by Aleph with a Hamza, with the wasl, Hamzatul Wasl on top of the Aleph. The initial vowel A, I, or U. In this case, in L, it's going to be A. But in other words, where there's Hamzatul Wasl, the vowel could be a Dhamma, could be a Kasra, could be any vowel. But in this case, in Aleph Lam, it's always going to be Fatah. Anytime you see Aleph Lam, the definite article in the beginning of a word, it's always going to be Fatah, all the time. But in other words, in different words, sometimes it may not be a Fatah. A word has Hamzatul Wasl, the vowel for it could be Dhamma, could be Kasra. Could be any vowel. It doesn't have to always be Fatah. But in Aleph Lam, it's always going to be Fatah. In any case, he's saying here what? That the initial vowel, A, I, or U, which is omitted when preceded by a word, is called Hamzatul Wasl. It's called Hamzatul Wasl. Okay? So this beginning of the Aleph Lam, this Aleph here, you may have a vowel. Okay? You may see a vowel, Fatah, written there. Or usually you won't see it written. But you know that it's always going to be Fatah. You say El. El Bayt. Al-Kursi, Al-Walad, and so on. This is called Hamzatul Wasl. The Hamza, that's for Wasl, for connecting or joining whatever is before it to whatever is after it. Okay, we have two sentences here that consist of two words each, right? Al-Babu Maftuhun. Al-Babu Maftuhun. What's the meaning of Al-Babu Maftuhun? The door is open. Second sentence. Al-qalamu maksurun. Al-qalamu maksurun. What does that mean? The pen is broken. Okay, let's look at al-babu maftuhun, just quickly. Al-bab maftuh. Al-babu maftuhun. Previously we said what? That whenever a word has tanween, right? Tanween means that it's indefinite, right? And alif lam means that it's definite, right? So that means the door, and maftu means open, right? Does it mean the door is a open? No. Doesn't mean a open. In this case, in reference to adjectives that are describing things, tanween does not mean A. You don't say Al-Babu Maftuhun, the door is A open. Al-Babu Kabirun, the door is A big. That's an adjective. For adjectives, the tanween does not translate as A. Does not translate as A. It just means that it's indefinite, but you don't translate it as A. Okay, it doesn't have alif lam. It's not definite, but you don't translate it as A. You just translate whatever the meaning is. If it says big, kabir, you say the door is kabir. You don't say it is a kabir, you just say it is big. Okay, so keep in mind when you have adjectives that even though it has tanween, don't translate it as a. And actually when you read the sentences, it will be clear that you won't translate it that. Because if you say it, if you translate it like that, once you say it, it won't sound right. You know automatically it doesn't mean that, right? Second sentence, al-qalamu maksurun. If you try to translate that as A, it will mean the pen is A broken. That doesn't make any sense, right? So you know it doesn't mean that. So pay attention that adjectives, words that are describing something, that it's big, it's tall, it's broken, it's open, it's closed, it's heavy, it's light, whatever, those adjectives should not, even though they have tanween, should not be translated as A. Okay? That's what he says in the end of this note. Says note on the next page, we have learnt that the tanween is the indefinite article and it is to be translated as a. For example, baytun, a house. This does not apply to adjectives like maftuhun, open, and maksurun, broken, and so on. It does not apply to adjectives. You said, for example, thaqilun, khafifun, kabirun, saghirun, fawilun. These are adjectives. They are not translated as a. Okay, even though they have tanween. After that, we have the vocabulary. I don't know how much of this vocabulary we know, but it's important that if you look at the vocabulary on page 5, you'll see that most of the list has an X between two words from right to left, and that X means that they are the opposite in meaning. Pay attention to that. As you learn the word faqirun, poor, learn with it the word ghaniyun, rich. These words are opposites. So when you learn them together. That helps you remember, associate with them with each other. Faqirun, ghaniyun. Huh? Poor, rich. Qasirun, tawilun. Short and tall. Harun, and baridun. Hot and cold. Waqifun, and jalisun. Standing, sitting. Qadimun, jadidun, old, new. Ba'idun, qareebun, far away and near. Wasikhun, nadhifun, dirty, clean. Kabirun, saghirun, big and small. Thaqilun, khafifun, heavy and light. All of these words are opposites, and when you learn them, try to memorize them together so you associate the opposite meanings with one another. And after that, on the right side of the column, the last three words, we have al-ma'u, water, jamilun, beautiful, hulwun, sweet, and on the left side of the column, last four words, al-waraqu, which means paper, at-tuffahu, which means apple, ad-dukkanu, shop, like a business, a place of business, a shop, a store. Maribun, sick. Sick. Marib means sick, or it means a patient. A patient. Yani, the patient who's in the hospital now.
Did you say apple?
Yeah, tufah. Apple, yes. You want one? If anybody goes to the store, inshallah, they'll buy you one. If anybody goes to the store, pick up an apple for Brother Jamil. He wants an apple. That's what you want? We'll get you one, inshallah. Bi-idhnillah. Tayyib. Okay. That's it, basically. That's the note, you know, from the key. That's the explanation. That's the vocabulary. This lesson, as I said, is not a difficult lesson. There's nothing in it very complicated. Okay? As long as you understand what's the difference between Tanween and Alif Lam, and you understand that they are letters, which are solar letters, and letters which are lunar letters. And the difference between them is in the way you read them. If you read a word that begins with a solar letter, you have to make sure you put a shadda on it, you pronounce it with a shadda, and don't pronounce the lam. And if it's a lunar letter, khalas, you just read it normally. That's it. That's basically all this lesson is. There's a lot of vocabulary, though. You have to memorize the vocabulary. Okay, we want somebody to read. I'll just read the beginning of it that we already went over, and then you can read the exercises that follow that. Okay, in the top of the lesson we have Ad-Darsu Al-Thalithu on page 14 of the Arabic text. Page 14 of the Arabic text. There's a number 3 up there, and again, I remind you to please start learning the numbers, Arabic numbers. Sufr, Wahid, Ithnan, Thalatha, Arba'a, Khamsa, to the end. Sitta, Sab'a, Thamaniya, Tisa, Ashara. Learn those numbers. So we say page 14, you know what 14 looks like? 14 looks like an arba'a, 4 and a 1. In English you have 14, in Arabic you have 14. Okay, if you know the number 4, khalas, and you know the number 1, then you know what 14 looks like. We're on page 14, the Arabic text. On the top of the page it says, Ad-Darsu Al-Thalithu. And Al-Thalithu is the third, means the third, okay? We said that these are the ordinal numbers, okay? You have Al-Awwalu, the first. Al-Thani, the second, and Al-Thalithu, the third. Okay, we had Al-Awwalu and Al-Thani, and we said that's part of your vocabulary that you got to learn. And now you have a new word also. It's Al-Thalithu, the third. Al-Darsu Al-Thalithu, the third lesson. The third lesson. Okay, on the top of the page from right to left you have Baytun, Tanween, indefinite, Al Baytu, Alif Lam, definite. Going across to the left, Kitabun, with Tanween, a book, that's indefinite, and Al Kitabu, with Alif Lam, that's definite, the book. Underneath, going back to the right side, Qalamun and Al Qalamu. Qalamun is with Tanween, it's indefinite. Al Qalamu is with Alif Lam, it's definite. A pen, the pen. Jamalun and Al Jamalu. Jamalun with Tanween, it's indefinite. A camel. Al Jamalu with Alif Lam, it's definite. The camel. Then we have those two sentences that we just read over here. Al Qalamu Maksurun means Al Qalamu, the pen, Maksurun is broken. And under that, Al Babu Maftuhun. Al Babu Maftuhun. The door is open. And finally, we have Al Waladu Jalisun. Al Waladu Jalisun. The boy is sitting. Wal Mudarrisu Waqifun. Wal Mudarrisu Waqifun. And that means what? The teacher is standing. Okay, let's read. We're going to start from this side. Please volunteer. Please volunteer. Pay attention. Please pay attention so that we don't have to tell you where we at. Everybody should be following. Whoever is reading, you should be following them. We're on the same page. We're on the same page. We're just going down to number one. Okay? Okay, that's right. We're going from right to left. Okay? Second half of the page. Number one. Okay, from this side. Jamil, go ahead. Number one, from right to left. What are you reading? Right here. Yes, right here. Yes. Al-Kitabu.
Al-Kitabu. Jadidu.
قديم نعم الكتاب جديد والقلم قديم. Notice that والقلم right والقلم as Hamzatul Wasl. That means join wa to the lam. Join what's before it to what's after it. This Hamzatul Wasl means join what's before it to what's after it. Wal qalamu. Al kitabu jadidun wal qalamu. Qadimun. Number two. Yeah. Anybody? Yes. Wanna read? Go ahead. طيب الحمار صغير والحصان كبير. What is the meaning? The donkey is small and the حصان, the horse is كبير, big. The donkey is small and the horse is big. طيب number three, ثلاثة. Nope. Right here. Say, brothers and sisters, please pay attention. We're going from right to left. From right to left. Number three. Now. Al-Kursiyu with a single vowel. Al-Kursiyu. Not Kursiyun. You can't have Alif Lam and Tanween on the same word. Al-Kursiyu.
Al-Kursiyu.
طيب الكرسي مكسور. What does it mean? Anybody? The chair is broken. Okay, أربعة. Number four. نعم. You want to read? طيب next. إبراهيم. المنديل واسخ والتنوين المنديل واسخ. What does it mean? Now anybody know what it means besides him? The handkerchief is dirty. طيب خمسة. خمسة number five. One more time, a little bit louder, I couldn't hear. Al-ma'u. Is it baridun or baridun? Notice the short vowels and long vowels carefully. Baridun. Barid. Barid means post, mailing. Maktab al-barid, the post office. Barid. This is barid. Means cold, huh? Big difference. You change the vowels, same letters. Make something short or long, change the meaning. Okay, this is barid, not barid. طيب, what does it mean? الماء بارد. The water is cold. Sitta, number six. Who wants to read next? Going across this way, from this side. Anybody want to read over here? You want to read? Fadl. Oh, okay, you want to read, Uthman? Go ahead. No, no, you went down to seven. We're going across from five to six. Hold on. We're going across this way first. Al-Qamaru.
Al-Qamaru. Yadur.
Jamilun. Al-Qamaru Jamilun. Naam. Next. Yes, you want to read? Go ahead. Number seven. Saba. Qareebun. نعم البيت قريب والمسجد بعيد. What does it mean? البيت قريب. The house is قريب, near. والمسجد بعيد. And the masjid is far. قريب بعيد. Remember the opposites, huh? قريب near, بعيد far. ثمانية, eight. Next. ثقيل. ورق. والورق. نعم الحجر ثقيل والورق خفيف. What does it mean الحجر ثقيل؟ We had حجر in the last lesson. الحجر the stone is ثقيل heavy. والورق خفيف. What's الورق? The paper is خفيف light. ثقيل خفيف heavy light. Opposites. Memorize them together. Tissa, number nine, going across. Hassan. Al-Labanu. Put Tanwin on the end. Harun. Al-Labanu Harun. اللبن harun. With shadda on the ra. Shadda on the ra. Naam. Fadl. Number 10, Ashara. Wait a minute, Mustafa, hold on. Go ahead, read. Go ahead. Uh-huh. Nah. Okay, help him, Mustafa. Yeah. That's known factor. Va kasra ya. It's a long vowel. Navi. Fun. Navi fun. Navi fun. Al qamisu navi fun. Al qamisu navi fun. What does the meaning of al qamis? Shirt. Nazif means what? The opposite of what? Wasikh. Nazifun wasikhun. Nazifun wasikhun. Clean, dirty. Opposites. Memorize them together. Okay, we're going to do exercise here. On page 15. Safa al-Khamis al-Ashara. 15. Tamarin. Tamarin means what? Exercise, tamarin. What does tamarin mean? What does tamarin mean? Tamarin. Listen up, pay attention. These words are part of your vocabulary. Every instruction in the book is part of your vocabulary. Tamarin means exercise. This is not tamarin. This is tamarin. Thank you. Exercises. With an S on the end. Plural. The difference between tamarin, tamarin. These are vocabulary words. You have to learn them. Tamreen means exercise. This word, tamareen. It's plural. Exercises. Okay? I'm going to keep asking these questions, so pay attention. I'm telling you, I'm going to keep asking. If you get it now, next time I ask, you're going to get it. Okay, I will ask again. I'm going to see these words. I'm going to be asking what they mean, because you're supposed to learn them. You have to learn them. Write it in. Write it in with a pencil. Keep a pencil with you and just write stuff. Whatever you don't know, write it. So once you learn it, you can erase it. Okay, once you learn it, you erase it. But in the meanwhile, write it in. Because you're not going to remember everything, especially if you pass certain ages. Tayyib. You're not going to single nobody out. This is what they call that, profiling. We're not going to profile anybody here. Okay? Old folks, young folks. Everybody's passed a certain age. Tayyib, tamarin, exercises. Number one. These words that are part of the exercise instruction, they are translated in the back of the book. But you must learn these words also. So when we do the exercise, I'm going to tell you the meaning of each word. But you have to learn them. Okay, you can look in the back of the book and know what you have to do because it's going to tell you. But at some point, you got to learn the exercise. So when you read in Arabic, khalas, you don't need to look in the back of the book. Because the exercises that you get, they're going to keep repeating the same instruction from one lesson to another. You're going to see this instruction again. So you have to learn these words. Okay? The instruction says, Iqra means what?
Read.
Waktub. And write. Wa uktub. Iqra, waktub. Read and write. Ma means with. Okay, with doing what? Dabti, being precise or exact. Making precise. Awakhir, endings. Awakhir, akhir means the end. Awakhir means the endings. Al-kalimat is the plural of kalima. Kalima means word. Kalimat means words. So what it means, read and write. Ma dabti awakhiri al-kalimat. Dabt means making exact or precise in your reading, in your pronunciation, the endings of the words. That means putting the vowels on the ends of the words. Is it dhamma? Is it kasra? Is it fatha? Is it tanween? Is it a single vowel? Okay? Really what they're concerned about here right now, is it a single vowel or is it a double vowel? If it has alif lam, it's going to be a single vowel or a double vowel? Single. Because you can't have alif lam and tanween. Okay, if it does not have alif lam, then it's going to be what? Tanween, a double vowel. That's what they're concerned about here. Do you know when to put, when it's tanween? When it's no tanween. If you see alif lam, you know it's no tanween. If you don't see alif lam, it's tanween. Every one of these words is going to end with dhamma. Okay, so we're not worrying here about dhamma and kasra and fatha until the next lesson, lesson 4. Then we're going to worry about Dhamma, Kasra, and Fatha. In this lesson, we have everything is Dhamma. Okay, so I'm going to read the word. I'm not going to read the word. No, you're going to read the word. With Aleph Lam or with Tanween? If it has Aleph Lam, please do not put a Tanween on it. First word, who wants it? First word. Anybody on this side want to read?
No.
Go ahead.
Masjidun.
Masjidun. Next word. Al-Mas. Al-Masjidu. Next word. Al-Ma'u. Naam. Ma'un. Naam. Ma'un. Tanween. If it's no Aleph Lam, automatically Tanween. Al-Bayt, what? What's the vowel on the end? Al-Bay-Tu. Tu. Aleph Lam. Al-Bay-Tu. Has to be Al-Bay-Tu. Can't be Tanween. Now, next word. No, over here, over here. Go ahead. What's the... on the end, is it a double dhamma or a single dhamma? Huh? What should it be, though? How do we know what it is? How do we know? What do you say it is? It's Tanween. Why is it Tanween? Because no Aleph Lam. Okay, so what should it be? Babun. With Tanween. Next word. Qalamun. Next word. Al-Qalamu. Next word.
I heard it. It's wrong.
He heard it. How can it be? Al-Kalbun.
Al-Kalbu.
Naam. Next word. Kalbun. Next word. Qamisun. Next word.
Waladun.
Waladun. Next word.
Al-Hajaru.
Al-Hajaru. What's wrong with that word? What's wrong with Al-Hajaru?
Al-Hajaru.
With no long vowels. Brothers, sisters, please pay attention to the short and long vowels. It's very important. You change a short vowel to a long vowel, you change the meaning. Sometimes the meaning could be something bad. It won't be what you want, at least. Okay? So please be careful. Huh? Walad and walid, huh? What's the difference between walad with two short vowels and walid with a long vowel? Walad, if somebody says to you, anta walad, you might not like that. But if he said to you, anta walid, okay. That's very respectful. You're walid, that means you're father. If he said, anta walad, that means you're a boy. That might not be sounding right. Okay, especially if you're a grown man. Somebody tell you walad, huh? But walid, okay, we could go for that. That means you're a father, parent. Good, no problem. But walid, no. Huh? So you change the vowel, long, short. You can't do that. You have to be careful. Pay attention. And I'm listening to hear how you're elongating or not the words, okay? Tayyib, what's left? Somebody give us over here. We just had hajar. Now, what's the next word over here? After al-hajaru. Al-walad, what? What's the ending? Al-Waladu. Next word. Somebody help me. Who's with us? After Al-Waladu. Himarun. Next word. Anybody? Al-Himaru. Next word. Al-Hisanu. Next word. Hisanun. Okay, this exercise, you need to go back and practice it. Okay? You have to go back and practice it. If you have any difficulty with this exercise, you got to go back and practice it. Rather, I remind you that the instruction says, Iqra waqtub, which means do what? Read and write. Not just go back and read it, you got to write it. You have to write this out. And you have to write it out with the correct endings. With tanween or no tanween. Okay, if you do that, you will improve your handwriting, and it will help you to remember the words, and it will enforce in your mind the rule of Tanween and Alif Lam. How many benefits you got from that? At least three. You improve your handwriting, and also help you to memorize the words by writing them.
Yeah.
And also it helps you what? To practice the rule of Alif Lam and Tanween. Mm-hmm. Okay, you want to implement, get this rule in your mind. When you have Alif Lam, cannot have Tanween with it. If you don't see no Alif Lam, you know it's automatically Tanween. It doesn't have to be written. You automatically know it's no Alif Lam, it's Tanween. This is a very important rule for reading. Because anything you read in Arabic, you're going to see Alif Lam or Tanween. There's no way you're going to read one page except you're going to see Alif Lam or Tanween. You're not going to read one sentence except you're going to see Alif Lam or Tanween. So you have to know how to read this. Okay, this is basic, fundamental, very, very important. If you learn this rule, alhamdulillah, you will improve your reading 100% overnight. That's a start. Doesn't mean you're going to be in college, but you'll still be in junior high school maybe, but at least, alhamdulillah, you're moving. Tayyib. Next exercise, number two. At-tamreen al-thani. Iqra waqtub. This exercise says what? Iqra waqtub. We just had that, right? By now you should know what Iqra waqtub means. We had it a lot of times already. In the first lesson, second lesson, now in the third lesson. Iqra waqtub. Read and write. You're going to write it at home, we're going to read it in class. Okay, somebody read the first one. Anybody, raise your hand. Anybody who wants to read the first one? Stick with us, please. Follow. We're in the second exercise. First sentence. One. Naam, read. You raised your hand. Okay, take your time. Think about it. Somebody else. Who wants to read? Al-Maktabu Maksurun. Al-Maktabu Maksurun. What does it mean? The table or the desk or the writing table is broken. Naam. Number two. Go across from right to left. Over here. Go ahead, read. Don't raise your hand if you're not with us, okay? Because you're taking our time. Go ahead. No, you're on the wrong exercise altogether. Up here. Al-Mudarrisu. Huh? Al-Mudarrisu what? Shadidun. Al-Mudarrisu with Alif Lam, a single vowel. Al-Mudarrisu Jadidun with Tanween. What does it mean?
The teacher is new.
Does it mean the teacher is a new? No. It means the teacher is new. Number three. Who wants to read? Raise your hand. Naam, Hanif.
Al-Qamisun Wasikhu.
Al-Qamisu with a single vowel. Wasikhun with Tanween. Al-Qamisu with a single vowel. Alif Lam. Huh? Wasikhun with Tanween. What does it mean?
The shirt is dirty.
Wasikh means dirty. Clean is what?
Nazif.
Naam, number four, Arba. Al-Labanu Baridun. Al-Labanu Baridun. What does that mean? The milk is barid.
Cold.
What's hot? Harun. Baridun is cold. Number five, Khamsa. Who wants to read? Raise your hand. Over here, Naam. Bilal. Huh? Is it miftahun or maftuhun? Maftuhun. Listen. Maftuh and miftah is from the same root. But miftah means a key. And maftuh means open. Okay? This means the masjid is a key or the masjid is open. Maftuhun. Al-masjidu maftuhun. The masjid is open. Sitta, number six. Who wants to read? Raise your hand. Now I'm over there. Go ahead. Al-hajaru kabirun. What does it mean? The rock or the stone is big. Al-hajaru. كبيرٌ سبعة number seven نعم
اللبن بارد والماء حار
اللبن بارد والماء حار what does it mean
the milk is cold
and the water is hot who wants to take this long sentence who can read very very loud and clear huh We don't got no volunteers? Everybody scared? Okay, go ahead, Bilal. Other Bilal.
Al-Imam Jalisu Wal-Mugarisu Wal-Mugarisu
Al-Imam Jalisu or Jalisun? With Tanween. Wal-Mudarrisu Waqif Waqif what? Fun with tanween. Al-imamu jalisun. The imam is what? Sitting. Wal-mudarrisu waqifun. The teacher is what? Standing. Opposites. Jalisun, sitting. Waqifun, standing. Huh? Memorize them together. Tisa, number nine. Naam. Al-qamaru ba'idun. Is that true? Naam. It's far. How far is it? Very far. Naam. What about the sun? Is the sun ba'idun? How far is it? 197? Yeah. That's what you remember from science? That was in your school a long time ago, right? That's why you can't remember it. Oh, Abdul Shakur came with it. 93 million miles. Tayyib. Million. Naam. القمر بعيد عشرة number 10 who takes number 10 over here somewhere you with us come on go ahead صادق المنديل with a long vowel نظيف جيد المنديل نظيف with تنوين what does it mean the handkerchief is نظيف what Clean. Nazifun is clean. Try to keep that word nazifun on top of wasikhun. Wasikhun on the bottom. Dirty. On the top of the nazifun. That's why our handkerchief got to be nazifun. Nazif, clean. Huh? Tayyib. Exercise number three. Tamreen al-thalith. Okay, look at the instructions to this. Because the instructions to three and four are almost the same, but they're slightly different. The instruction to this exercise number three and the one that's following are almost the same. In this exercise, they want us to fill in the blanks by putting the appropriate word from the following words. They give you a group of words, and they want you to put in al-kalima al-munasiba, the appropriate word. In the next exercise, they want you to fill in the blanks with an appropriate word. They look at the difference in the instruction. It said al-kalima al-munasiba. In the next instruction, it says kalima munasiba, without alif lam. Okay, now you see the difference between Aleph Lam and Tanween? Al-Kalima, they want you to put a particular word from this selection. Kalima means any word that's suitable, that fits in here. You can get it from anywhere. Alright? So this is what helps you to understand the Arabic language. When you see Aleph Lam, you see Tanween, you know that here they're talking about particular, specific words. And here they're talking about any word. That's munasib, that's appropriate. Okay, so pay attention to the instructions. I'm going to read the instruction to you. Exercise number 3 on page 15, bottom of the page. Imla. Imla means fill in. Al-farag, the blank or empty spaces. Fi ma yali, in that which follows. Bi wada'i, by putting. Wada'a means to put something. Al-kalima, al-munasiba, the suitable or appropriate word. Min al-kalimat at-taliya. From the following words. From the following words. So they gave you some words. Jamilun, beautiful. Wasikhun, dirty. Maftuhun, open. Harun, hot. Thaqilun, heavy. Khafifun, light. You have to use one of those words. Because they said, filling it by putting the appropriate word from the following words. You have to use one of these words. But it has to be what? Munasiba. Munasiba means what? Suitable, appropriate, fitting. It goes there, makes sense there, okay? Okay, what you have to do, they gave you a word, that's the beginning of the sentence. They want you to complete the sentence with another word. The beginning of the sentence, the word in the beginning of the sentence, in Arabic grammar is called the mubtada'u. Al-mubtada'u means the word that you begin the sentence with. In English, it's called the subject of the sentence. The next word that they're asking you to put in is completing the sentence, telling you something about the word that you're beginning, the subject, right? That's the predicate. In Arabic, it's called khabar. That's what you want to, khabar means information, what you want to tell about the subject. Okay, they gave you the subject, they want you to tell them something about it. But it has to be from these words that they have given you. Next exercise, you can pick from whatever words we already learned. But it has to fit in there. This one you have to pick from these words. Okay, who take the first one? Naam.
Al-hajaru
thaqeelun. Thaqeelun is the next to the last word there. Good. The stone or the rock is heavy. Naam, Hanif. Number two, going across from right to left. Number two.
Maftuhun.
The key is with kasra, and open is with fatta. These two words always we get mixed up between them. Miftah, maftuh. Miftah, maftuh. Miftah is a key, instrument. Maftuh means it's an adjective, open. Okay, al babu maftuhun. Sadiq, number three. Al-qamaru jameelun. That's the first word that they gave us. Naam, number four. Who wants it? Who didn't do one of this exercise yet? Naam, go ahead. You want to do it? You're just raising your hand, just wasting my time. Come on, we'll take number four. What can you say about this word? Somebody over here wants it. You want it, right? Hold on, give them a chance. You want to take it over here? Y'all want it? Okay, the paper, what can you say about the paper? Is it beautiful, dirty, open, hot, heavy, light, what? It's light. The paper is light. It's not heavy, right? Unless you got a box of copying paper with 10 reams of 500 sheets, that would be heavy. And one sheet of paper is light. Al-waraqu, what? Who can help us? What word should go in there? Again? Is it jim or kha? Khafifun, khafifun, al-waraku khafifun. The paper is light. Paper is light. Type. Number five. That's with a kasra, mindil. Al-mindil. With single vowel, mindilu. Nazif is not from the words they gave us. They didn't give us that. You have to take from one of these words here. There were six sentences, six words. What's the opposite of nazif? Second word. Wasikhun. Al-mindilu wasikhun. Number six, sitta. The handkerchief, number five, the handkerchief is wasikhun. Means what? Dirty. Naam, Hanif. Again?
Al-labanu.
Good. Al-labanu. Make it clear. Al-labanu. With a single vowel. Harun. The milk is hot. Harun. Ha. Ha. Like Hamid. Huh? Ahmed. Muhammad. These are words that we all know, but sometimes we might not pronounce them right. Taib. Listen, these exercises that we're doing now, you got plenty of time, you got a week to do them. Huh? We're going over them now so you know what's going on. Now when you go home, you're already familiar. So you go now and sit down and take your time and write out the answers. Okay, we do them orally in the class, but you have to do them at home. This is really your homework. But Allah is so merciful that He's giving you the answers to your homework before you go home to do it. Huh? What more could you ask for? Did you ever go to school and the teachers give you the answers to your homework before you go home to do it?
Me?
They do all the homework for you in class? Your school? What kind of school you go to? They send my children there. Teachers don't do none of the homework. They don't even do the work they're supposed to be teaching in the class. The children come home, they don't know how to do the work. They don't have a clue. Homework. They don't do no homework. They don't even do the work they're supposed to be doing, their work. Today, Malish, some of our brothers here were teachers. But these brothers, mashallah, they were good teachers. But them teachers they got in these schools, Allah Mustan. Children come home, they don't know what to do. They don't have a clue. That means they didn't learn nothing in school. What kind of teaching is that? Okay, number four. That's what I know for a fact. I'm sure they probably got some good Muslim teachers, a few of them somewhere. But I ain't run across them yet. The children we send in the school, I don't know what. They coming home, they don't know what they're doing. We got to teach them at home. We might as well just take the salaries and take it from the teachers. They're getting paid to do nothing. We doing the work and they getting the pay? Something wrong with that. Exercise number four, Tamrin al-Rabia. Okay, look, this exercise is the opposite of the last one. Listen to the instructions. Imla, what does that mean? I just told you last exercise, imla means fill in. Al-Farag, the blank space, empty space. Fi ma yali, in what follows. Bi wada'i, by putting. Kalimatin, a word. Munasibatin, that is suitable or appropriate or fitting, an appropriate word. But notice here, this time they didn't give you any words. They said put in an appropriate, a suitable word. They didn't give you no words. As long as it's suitable, any word you could put in, because it's indefinite, right? They didn't say al-kalima, the specific word. They said kalima, a word. But it has to be munasiba, suitable. All right? Now, in the last exercise, they gave you the first word, the mubtada, and they asked you to tell them something about it, the khabar. This time, they gave you the khabar, and they want you to put in the mubtada. You have to put in the first word, okay? So notice, in the last exercise, the mubtada in every sentence always began with alif lam. So when you put a word in there, you gotta make sure you put it in with what? Alif lam. In Arabic language, the mubtada, the subject of the sentence, is always definite. Huh? The subject of the sentence is always definite. If it's not definite, then they have to reverse the order of the sentence. But we're not talking about that now. That's advanced. Okay? But for now, in the normal sentence, in a regular sentence, in the normal order, the mubtada has to be definite. So whatever word you put in, you have to put alif lam on it. Okay? And if you put alif lam on it, it's not going to have what? Tanween. Wake up, wake up, wake up. Yeah. You put alif lam on it, it's not going to have tanween. When you do your homework, please, don't put a word with alif lam and tanween. No. The mubtada, the word that they're asking for at the beginning of the sentence, it has to have alif lam in all of these sentences. Alright? Okay, who wants the first one? Number one, first sentence. Something is nazifun. What is it?
Al-qamisu.
Al-qamisu nazifun. The shirt is Nadifun is on top, it's clean. Number two, something is maksurun, broken. What is it? Al-qalamu maksurun. The pen is broken. Number three, going down, back to the right. Number three, something is baridun. What is it? Over here. You got anything barid? Okay. Al-ma'u, okay, it says any suitable word. Can water be cold?
Yeah.
That's possible. Might not be good for your health, but sure tastes good. Al-ma'u baridun. The water is cold. What other word can we put in there? Al-labanu baridun. Can we put anything else in there? Al-baytu. Now, especially this time of year, house going to start getting cold, but you got to bring up some heavy covers. Al-baytu baridun. The house is cold. Naam. What about al-qahwa? Al-qahwatu baridatun? Is it possible? Al-qahwa? No? People don't drink cold coffee? They call it ice coffee. Doesn't taste good to you. Somebody's making a lot of money off it though. Believe it or not, buddy. Somebody's drinking it. Not me either, but I don't drink coffee at all. Not even hot. Number four. Huh? Yeah, shai. Arba, something is qareebun. What is it? Naam. Al-masjidu qareebun. Huh? What does that mean? The masjid is what? So what's your excuse for not praying in the jama'ah? This is addressed to the brothers, right? Sisters are excused. Huh? Tayyib, number five. Ba'idun. What is it that's far? Huh? The what? Ad-dukkanu ba'idun. The dukkan, the shop, is ba'id, is far. But nonetheless, you go there and spend your money anyway, right? But you can't get to the masjid? Something wrong with that. Huh? The airport? Al-matar. We didn't get that word yet, though. Sitta, number six. Waqifun. Someone is standing. Who is it? Al-mudarrisu waqifun. Could anybody else be standing? Do we know any other words besides mudarris? Al-imamu waqifun. Naam, who else could be standing? Al-waladu waqifun. What else? Who else could be standing? Huh? Al-rajulu waqifun. Huh? Al-tabibu. What's tabib? Doctor is waqifun. Naam. Fayyid, jayyid. Number seven. Someone is jalisun. Who is it? Al-talibu jalisun. The student is sitting. Number eight. Something is kabirun. What is it? Huh? Al-hajru kabirun. What else? Al-jamalu kabirun. Naam, that's for sure. Al-jamalu is kabir. They are big, actually. Even a baby one, when they come out when they're first born, how you see a baby camel when it comes out? How big is this? This is a baby? He's so slaughtered. Naam. Naam. Camels are big, for sure. Type, something is qadimun. What is it? Qadimun. What does qadim mean? So what is it that's old? Huh? Al-qamisu, his qamis is old. Somebody buy him a new one. Al-qamisu qadimun. What else? Al-babu qadimun. You better get a new one, somebody break in your house. What else? Huh? Al-sayyaru. Al-sayyaru? Oh, al-sayyaratu. Al-sayyaratu is feminine though. We only got masculine words here. If you say sayyaratu, you gotta change it from qadim to what? Qadimatun with Tarmabuta. But for here only we use the masculine words. Al Kitabu Qadimun, Naam. Al Qalamu Qadimun, Al Baytu Qadimun. Anything can be old. Naam. Number 10. Jadidun. Something is new. What is it? What is it? Al Kitabu Jadidun. What else? Huh? A what? Ziyada? Ziyada. Ziyada means increase. Extra. Somebody else. What else is could be new? Al-talibu with single vowel. Jadidun. Naam. What else? Al-qalamu jadidun. Al-masjidu jadidun. Inshallah. We are in need. May someone help. Naam. Tayyib. Kalimat al-jadida. Okay, these are the new words. We went over them earlier. But we'll just go quickly to look at these new words, just quickly. I'm going to read the words. I want you to tell me the meaning, okay? But listen, don't look at the paper. Just listen for sound, okay? Just listen for sound. See if you can try to remember the sounds of some of these words, what they mean. Al-qamaru, the moon. Jadidun, new. Qadimun, old. Wasikhun, dirty. Nadifun, clean. Harun, hot. Baridun, cold. Sagirun, small. Kabirun, big. Maftuhun, open. Miftahun. Ah, miftahun. That's not in the words here. I just threw that one in there. See if y'all were sleeping or not. Everybody's sleeping here. Miftahun, miftahun. Remember I said maftuh and miftah. Huh? These words we get mixed up, so I just threw it in there. See if you're awake or not. Miftah means key. Type. Maksurun, broken. Thaqilun, heavy. Khafifun, light. Jamilun, beautiful.
واقف واقف standing جالس sitting. Okay, next part of the lesson is the حروف شمسية قمرية. I thought that we wouldn't really get to this, but anyway, we got to it, so we cover a little bit of it, okay? On the bottom of page 16, we see on the bottom of the page, we see the word نجمون. Huh? You see the word نجمون? نجمون. نون, جيم, ميم. نجمون. And next to it, you see, with Aleph Lam. Huh? Notice that Nejmun has Tanween. And the next word after it has Aleph Lam. But the word Aleph Lam begins with the letter Noon. And is Noon from the Shamsiya solar letters or Qamariya lunar letters? Noon. Huh? Solar letters. Noon is from the solar letters. That means, when you have from the solar letters, a word that begins with a solar letter, and is preceded by Aleph Lam, you're going to double the solar letter, right? And you're going to merge the Lam into this letter. So instead of pronouncing this Lam, you're going to pronounce this letter, the Noon, the first letter, twice. So instead of saying Al Nejmu, we're going to say what? En Nejmu. En Nejmu. Shadda on the Noon. En Nejmu. And the same thing going across the page, we have Rajulun, right? We have Rajulun. Rajulun. And we have next after it? Rajulu, right?
Yes.
So this word, Al Rajulu, right? Instead of saying Al Rajulu, we're not going to pronounce this Lam. But we're going to do what? We're going to double the first letter, Ra. Because Ra is from the letters of Shamsiya, solar letters. So we're not going to say Al Rajulu, we're going to say what? Ar Rajulu. And after that we have Di Kun. And we have with Aleph Lam, what we say? Ad. Now with Del, right? Double Shadda. Ad-di-ku. And then we have Talibun. And we have with Aleph Lam, what? At-talibu. At-talibu. Because Ta, right? Sa-da-ta. From the solar letters. Between now and next week, you have to memorize the solar letters. Just remember, if you already memorized the alphabet, you got 10 right here. Del, Vel, Raze, Sin, Shin, Sa, Da, Ta, Da. And all of these are pairs. Del and Vel, Ra and Zay, Sin and Shin, Sad and Dad, and Ta and Da. They're all pairs. So that's even twice as easy to memorize. 10 of them. Then all you got to do is just get the last 4. Ta and Tha, and Lam, and Noon. So you page, turn to page, next page, 17. Page 17. We have 10, 11 sentences. 11 sentences. Okay. These sentences, you should be able to read them, paying attention to what? How you pronounce a word that begins with a solar letter, if it has Aleph Lam. How do you pronounce that? You double the first letter, if it's a solar letter. And instead of pronouncing the Lam, instead of saying Al-Diku, you're going to say Ad-Diku. Instead of saying Al-Rajulu, you're going to say Ar-Rajulu. That's what they want you to do in this exercise. They want you to pronounce words that have Aleph Lam that begin with a solar letter. They want you to pronounce it correctly. Okay, don't pronounce the Lam. Even if you don't see no Shadda, if you know it's one of these letters, you have to pronounce it doubled. The Lam is merged into it, the Lam disappears, and you pronounce that letter twice. That's what we want to do here. We want to read this exercise correctly. Okay, who wants to read? Raise your hand. Who wants the first one? Now, read. First one, number one. And Najmu Ba'idun. The star is far. Number two. Who wants it? Raise your hand. Now. Waqifun. واقفٌ ها واقفٌ الرجل واقفٌ the man is standing number three who wants it نعم again حلوٌ السكرُ حلوٌ means what the sugar is sweet number four نعم إبراهيم الطالب مريض there's a long vowel مريض الطالب مريض the student is sick number five who wants it Jab, you got it Jab? Go ahead جميل no, short vowel long vowel جميل الديك جميل what does it mean the rooster is Beautiful. Number six. Yes, go ahead. Says we. Go ahead. Good. Ad-daftaru jadidun. Ad-dal. Shadda on the dal. Ad-daftaru jadidun. Means what? The notebook is jadid. Is what? No. Naam. Go ahead. Read. Number seven, Saba. Long vowel on the first syllable. At-tajiru ghaniyun means what?
The businessman, the merchant is rich.
Number thamania, eight. What?
At-dukanu
maftuhun. الدكان مفتوح مفتوح means the shop is open number nine الولد فقير the child is poor عشرة عشرة who wants it yes تف ضمة لذيذٌ 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 What does that mean, لذيذٌ? Delicious, tasty, نعم التفاح Oh, I hope he didn't remember Yeah, we gotta get an apple Somebody gotta help me, man Bail me out التفاح لذيذٌ The apple is delicious I do too We're gonna get one, inshallah Okay, number 11, the last one. Who wants it? Who wants it? Go ahead, you got it. Go ahead. Yeah, if you raise your hand, you got it, no problem. Maridun wal maridu. That's a sod. Qasir. Naam. At-tabibu tawilun. Wal-maridu qasirun. Notice the tanween and alif lam in these words. Huh? The doctor is tawil. What? Tall. And the patient, al-marid, the sick person is what? Qasir. Short. What remains is the rest of your homework. Alhamdulillah, we have done most of it for you. You can finish the rest by yourself. Let me just make sure you understand what is required. And what's remained on this page 17, Tamarin, the exercise says, number one, Iqra waktub, means what? Read and write. Same thing. Ma dhabti awakhir al-kalimat. Recite reading precisely the endings of the words. Dabd means to be exact or precise. And awakhir means the ending of the kalimat, the words. So they want you to read precise with the endings, vowelizing the endings precisely with dhamma or double dhamma, tanween. And then they want you to write them out also. The next exercise, this is, for example, you will read like al-babu at-tajiru. You got to make sure shadda, right? On the ta, at-tajiru, an-najmu, al-qamaru, with al-flam, there's no sun letter, al-qamaru, ad-diku, with shadda on the dal, al-ma'u, no shadda, as-sariru, the bed, Al-Baytu, Al-Masjidu, Ar-Rajulu, with Shadda on the Ra, Al-Sukkaru, with Shadda on the Seen, Al-Waraku, with no Shadda. You gotta read these words, right? They wanna make sure you pronounce the endings of the words, and they also want you to make sure you pronounce what? The Alif Lam correctly, considering the rule of the letters, sun letters and moon letters. Next exercise is Imla al-Farag fi ma yali. Fill in the blanks or the empty spaces. And what follows? Bi wada'i, by putting kalimatin munasibatin. An appropriate word. Any appropriate word. Any suitable word. They don't give you any words. You just put in whatever fits in. Okay? They're giving you the second word. That's the khabar, the information. But now they want you to put in the thing that you're talking about. So you have to put in a word. And that word that you put in there, since it's the mubtada, the subject of the sentence, always have to have what? Has to be definite. The word that you fill in this exercise with has to be definite. You gotta put L something. Like for the first one you would say, التاجرُ غنيٌ or التبيبُ غنيٌ. Or you could say, المدرسُ غنيٌ or الإمامُ غنيٌ. Anybody could be rich. نعم. Somebody's laughing at that statement. Why? Okay, next exercise on the next page, and this is the last exercise for what we're going to cover in this part of the lesson. Exercise number 3 on the top of page 18, ikhtar, that means choose, kalimatan, a word with tanween. Notice it has a word, that means indefinite, tanween. Choose a word, min al-qa'ima, ba, from the column B, B column, that has ba over it. Tunasib, that is suitable or appropriate, that fits. Al-Kalima, the word, Al-Lati, which, Fi, is in Al-Qa'ima, Alif, the column A. Okay, so you have two columns, Alif and Ba. They want you to choose a word from column Ba, from the second column, that fits, that's appropriate, that's suitable, that makes the meaning make sense, to go with one of the words in column A. So you have the word in column A, At-Talibu, you got to find a word from column B that matches it. Al-dukkanu, you gotta find a word that matches it. Tufahu, and so on to the end. And on the bottom of the page, it has the new words. I think we know the meaning of these new words. If you don't know the meaning of them, they're in the back of the book in the key. Hulwun means sweet. Maridun means sick. Al-dukkanu means what? The store, or the shop. Ghaniyun means what? Rich. Tawilun means tall. Faqirun means poor. Qasirun means short. At-tufahu means the apple. Okay, we're going to stop here. All the exercises that we did in the class and the ones that I just went over with you quickly, you have to write them out, read them, write them, practice them, listen to the audio files, make sure you can understand these words when you hear them, because sometime I'm going to tell you to close the book and I'm going to read and I want you to tell me the meaning of the words. You have to get used to hearing it also. You have to listen to those audio files. You must listen to them. Okay? You must listen to them. If anybody needs, we can help you. We can help you. We can copy the audio files that we have sent you by email that you downloaded from the internet. You can get them on CD if you like. If you don't, if it's not convenient for you to listen on your computer, you want it on a CD, put it in your car, whatever, we can do it for you. But, brothers and sisters, you have to study. We try to give you whatever means is available, but you have to use it. You have to memorize these vocabulary words. You have to read these exercises. You have to listen to the audio files. You have to listen to it. You have to read it. You have to write it. You have to listen to it. Okay, you got 7 whole days. Today is not a day off. You have to do some work today. It's included in the week, right? Unless you got an 8-day week. You might have an 8-day week. You work 7 days a week, and then your second job, you work at night. May Allah save us from that. Allahu musta'an. I mean, طيب, so all the exercises that we covered today up until what I just got finished reading, you're required to do them. In addition to that, you need to go ahead and start reading the rest of this lesson from page 19, two pages remaining, 19 and 20. Just read it, write it if you like, and there's one exercise on page 20. Do it also. What you have to do, you have to read it, and you have to write it, keeping in mind the rules of the pronunciation of the solar letters and the lunar letters. There's only one exercise remaining, but before that exercise, you have the column of sun and moon letters. And you have to read it carefully, study it carefully, try to practice with those letters, and then do the exercise on page 20. So when you come back to class next week, we're just going to read page 19 and 20, and we'll be finished with lesson number 3, and we will start lesson number 4. Please get busy. If you have trouble, call for some help. If you have time to help somebody, call another person in the class. Brothers, look around you. You see a brother having some difficulty, give him a call. Give him a visit. Tell him, let's meet at the masjid and pray Salat and Jama'ah together, and then we read the book together. Don't wait until next Sunday. Huh? Please don't wait until next Sunday. Help somebody. Help somebody. If you need help, please reach out. Call somebody. Ask for some help. Come to the masjid in Jama'ah. Come to the masjid in Jama'ah. MashaAllah, they're brothers who come to the masjid every day. And some of them, they're studying when they come to the masjid. They bring their book with them. So if you come here, inshallah, you get some help. Especially Maghrib and Isha Salat. Naam, we can help you, inshallah. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.